You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Black Friday, Friday, November 28th, 18 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Very chilly start, and also very cold in our studio. Very cold in our studio.
It certainly is. As soon as I walked in here, I had to keep my jacket on.
Well, what happened is on Wednesday night, we had our big high school sports show, and it was too warm. So I turned the heat off.
Oh, gosh.
And I left it off. And it's been off since Wednesday night until we got here this morning. So I turned on the heat. Hopefully, it will start to heat up, and then we'll be toasty warm sooner rather than later, but it very chilly in this studio. In fact, wearing the winter coat here just to get things underway. But glad you could be with us here on this Black Friday. And it's always odd when you have Thanksgiving and then come back and work on Friday and then get ready for the weekend. But nevertheless, we will be with you for our local segments here at 6:52 and then at 7:22, 7:52 and 8:22.
That's right.
Coming up at 7:22, we will be joined in studio by Paul Micklick to talk about what's going on in Wisconsin sports. It was a good day yesterday for the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yes, it was.
Big win over the Detroit Lions, putting Green Bay in a prime spot to make the playoffs. But also, now depending on what happens later today when the Bears play Philadelphia, the Packers could move into first place in the NFC North Division. The Packers in a virtual tie right now with the Chicago Bears, and Bears are not... it's not an easy game going on today for Chicago. Philadelphia coming off a loss where they fell to Dallas last week and blew a 21-0 lead, so I don't think they're going to be very happy in the game being played in Philly today.
Oh, boy.
And 2 o'clock game, it's on Amazon. It's not on TV. It's on Amazon, this Black Friday game, so... So be it. I don't have Amazon, so
I'm sure people can get updates on the game on Google. If you just search the teams, it'll have a little scoreboard that tells you what's happening.
And anyways, I'm going to be getting ready for high school basketball because we have a doubleheader of high school basketball coming up today. We have first up the Newman Catholic Cardinals. They will be taking on the Merrill Blue Jays. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 4:35 and the opening tip at 5 p.m. And that will be followed by Wausau West against Northern Pines. Both those games are being played at Wausau West High School. It's the annual turkey shoot with the games today and tomorrow. And then tomorrow they will reverse the opponents, Newman and West. Tomorrow, Newman will take on Northern Pines, starting with the pregame show at 12:35, and that will be followed by Wausau West against Merrill. So, again, high school boys basketball, twin bill with both the Newman Cardinals and the Wausau West Warriors today and tomorrow right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I really did have a good Thanksgiving. We had the whole family together. My mom made this really awesome Thanksgiving dinner. All the great foods. We had ham. She made her own cranberry sauce from one of her mom's old recipes. We had a stuffing and a corn and all the good stuff. And got to watch the Packer game, and my dad and I were very invested in it. Especially in the second half, because it was getting very intense. And, you know, it's always nice to just, you know, have the whole family together, because a lot of times it gets very hard because of our work schedules, and we're always busy. So it's nice to have those moments where we can just all be together, even if it's only for a couple of days.
Absolutely. So actually, I didn't do much yesterday, and today I'm going to be going to my mom's for a couple of hours after work and then before the basketball because other family obligations yesterday with some of my siblings, and they had their own family, so it's like a second opportunity, so we'll do that later on today as well. So again, it's going to be I hope everybody out there had themselves an outstanding Thanksgiving. As we were coming in, I mentioned how chilly it is.
Yeah.
And also there were a couple of flurries, and in fact as if you have any weekend travel plans, there is a winter storm watch that goes into effect tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., a winter storm watch in effect Saturday morning through late Saturday night. Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations between 4 and 7 inches possible. So again, travel could be very difficult if you are somebody that is traveling home tomorrow. You may want to alter your plans, either move them forward or maybe push them back a little bit, because tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, it looks like it could be a little bit hairy out there. And we'll keep you up to speed with our meteorologists with Civic Media throughout the course of today and tomorrow. So again,
absolutely,
winter storm watch tomorrow morning through tomorrow evening, 4 to 7 inches possible. Paul Micklegg will be joining us at 7:22. Coming up next, it's an information update at the top of the hour, followed by more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 18 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Don't forget as well, there is a winter storm watch that goes into effect at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, goes through late Saturday evening. So heavy snow possible, total snow accumulation between 4 and 7 inches possible. We'll keep you up to speed on that. But now time to talk some sports as we head to the big holiday weekend. Joined by Paul Micklegg, Newman Catholic High School football track and field coach. Good morning.
Chad, good morning. What a great morning it is. Well, happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I know it's late, but I think Thanksgiving goes the whole whole Ian, Chad, happy Thanksgiving.
It's warmer now, because when we came in, it was on Wednesday night during the big high school sports show, it was getting warm, so I turned off the heat and never turned it back on. So it came in, and it was like 49 degrees in here.
49?
That's what it said on the...
So that's a little cold.
I turned on the... heat, because the first segment we had to wear our parkas, but now it's starting to warm up. So
it is getting warm up, and for all those people with that storm, you probably should stay in tomorrow morning and listen to Sully's College Sports Page at 9 o'clock.
It's called Sully's College Football Page.
Sully's College Football
gotta
Page.
Get that right.
Yeah, I gotta get that right. Don't get me all nervous. And then you can listen to you then the rest of the afternoon. Look, you can sit by your radio and listen all you want.
I gotta say, I'm very happy to stay in town tomorrow for the basketball, because usually I go to Eau Claire, And then because they used to have the games at night, and I'd come back and do the night games, and I kind of go pretty quick to get back to town. I don't think tomorrow would be a good quick day to drive from Eau Claire back to Wausau during the afternoon.
No,
that's
no. How,
especially the West, because it gets there earlier usually.
Yes, you'd be hitting it.
Well, let's jump in. Yesterday, the pack, we said last week, you know, we both, I think, said, well, 1-1. 1-1, get at least the Vikings, and then we'll see what happens with Detroit. 2-0. Not
huge.
Bad.
Huge.
Big.
I mean, that's big. That was Friday. You know, Thanksgiving's a nice time for everything, but I'll tell you this right now. That win just put a little nice enjoyment on that. That's a big win for the Packers for purposes of... Now, if they can go win next week, this is how these are facts. They go win next week, and the Bears lose today.
Yeah,
they have a 2-game lead, basically going into a 4-game stretch, and the Bears and Detroit play each other. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about you have to go 2-2, basically in the last 4 games, which is not going to be easy. But this week's game
certainly makes it a lot easier.
Yes, it makes it a lot easier.
Because, I mean, yesterday I was actually a little surprised. I hadn't been keeping that tight on the exact playoff race, and they showed it. And going into yesterday, Detroit was on the outside looking in. I mean, that game was just massive, for Green Bay, in terms of trying to put themselves in position to win the division. But if they had lost, they would have been behind Detroit, and all of a sudden, you're fighting for a playoff spot. I mean, right.
Yeah, it's a whole different world.
Detroit is a, they send a big Thanksgiving thank you card to New York, because they should have lost last Sunday, too.
Should have, could have, would have. I mean, there's a lot of things that could have.
But they could have been completely out of it. I mean,
now, you know, Dallas thinks they're.
I'm not counting out Dallas. I'm not counting out Detroit yet. But I think, you know, Seattle's in a good spot playing. Though Minnesota, this is the kind of game they've been winning. The road game against a good team. The only games they've been winning recently. But it's pretty crazy, because the thought was of 7 teams, it's, you know, get 9-8 or 10-7, you're getting in the playoffs. There may be a team that has a double digit win total that's not in the playoffs this year.
Could be. You could have a team that's 10-7.
Because
realistically, especially with Dallas and Green Bay having that bye.
Yeah.
Tie. Yeah. So you're set. The reality is somebody's going to be 10-7.
What about the game yesterday? I mean, I'm thinking it's a thin line. Because you get 2 touchdowns on fourth down, and then you convert the fourth down in the final 2 minutes. A thin line between being a genius head coach and being a bum. because you don't get points in those drives. The whole game, the perspective changes completely.
That was a difference in the game. If you look at the stats.
3 plays.
Well, 5.
Three,
and there's 0-2.
Right.
Those are the 5 different. Those were the 5 plays. What we talk about? There's 5 plays in the game.
It certainly worked that time.
This time they worked.
I mean, you think about that. That's probably close to 4 touchdown swing.
Yes.
I mean, a 4 touchdown swing right there.
Pretty now amazing. I will say that the Wicks one, the first Wicks one was really, that was because they actually went downfield. I mean, that was that pass down.
I was like, that was. Because they had gone, didn't they go downfield on 3rd and short too? Those were it was 3rd and 3, I think, or 3rd and 2. They went downfield, and then they went downfield again. And,
yes.
You're talking about gutsy. That was gutsy.
Yes. I mean, that's just plain.
You can call it gutsy. You can call it not so wise, but in the end, it worked out.
Last year, the table was flipped the other way, and they won. Detroit did, and this time they don't. I don't know if you want to live like this.
I certainly don't.
No, I don't think that is what. But he was going to make a point. You know, the only thing that I saw with the Fleur was that he gets paid a lot more money. But I know, being in that situation, when things work out, he's been taking heat. And rightly so. I'm not saying that he hasn't been taking heat, but to have it come through, Chad, that energy through him was, you could just see it was validation of that, you know what, I can coach.
I guess. My thought is, I'm not always going to be results-oriented. I still think that at times, take the points.
I don't disagree with you, Chad.
I mean, I don't. I mean, it is to the point where it's automatic. Even the last time, you're giving them the ball midfield.
I mean, I'm saying, Chad, is last week, and I agreed with him when he was taking the air out of the ball, and they're playing for the long game, and people are like, "Oh, he's being conservative." It doesn't matter what happens as a coach; somebody's going to complain.
I know,
and that's part of the reason
they do get all that money.
That's part of the reason they get all that money. That was validation yesterday. That to him, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm just saying you could see it as a coach. What a win!
We'll be back. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO. Talking some Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklick. Not only did the Packers win yesterday, the Badgers put up over 100.
Oh, it was a good day for Wisconsin sports.
Run and gun Jeff.
Jeff Guard. I know.
You're
thinking of your.
Greg Guard.
Yeah,
Greg Guard. I'm already thinking of grass here.
Well, don't you think of. You're thinking of Jeff Guard is down in Platteville because don't you guys doesn't your your head man Platteville?
Yeah, Platteville.
Yeah,
suck it up to the head guy here.
Well, he's a good guy. He's a good guy.
But you know they had that rough one against BYU. What do you think of the Badgers? I mean, how good are they?
Yesterday was the first time I got to watch the whole thing and watch them. What kind of they got a nice team? They really do. Yeah. And I wouldn't think anything. I don't know what happened in that BYU game.
BYU is good.
They are good.
I mean, sometimes it's early in the year, and sometimes you just don't click. But at the same time, you're right. I mean, that was a 90.
Well, Greg Gard, but the thing is, though, he said he's pretty much a straight shooter. He wasn't happy with how they handled adversity that game. So was that a learning experience? I think it was.
I certainly hope so.
I mean, they got – and the funny thing is they had a chance to play Florida, but TCU beat them. So now they play TCU today instead of Florida, which makes – you kind of wanted to play the ranked team right? to get back there.
Yeah. In the big picture, you know that Florida's – when the season's all said and done, they're going to be a much I mean, TCU's had a pretty good program over the number of years, but you're right. When they put all those numbers in the computer, Florida's going to be a bigger number.
Florida would help you at the end of the year. And the thing is, TCU, I think they're like 4-3 or 4-2. I mean, and their conference, BYU's in, I mean, Kansas, I mean, they might be not even the top, the Big 12, they might not be in the top 6-8.
Well, who knows? Maybe they found something.
Well, they won. They won against a good team yesterday, so obviously they're good. But that just kind of sets it up.
But you better win now. You don't want to lose to this team now either. So it's like,
because that would hurt more.
Exactly. Because
it would hurt more than losing to Florida, and then they start the Big Ten schedule next week against Northwestern, and then they got Marquette on Saturday, and they got Nebraska after that, and then they go to Villanova. So they got some tough games coming up here.
But there are also games I think you need to win. I mean, you got
Nebraska. At Nebraska, they're 7-0.
I know, but Northwestern, they're better. I mean, Collins is a good coach, and they
beat somebody yesterday.
Right. But still, if you're Wisconsin and you have, I think, goals of being in the mix for a conference championship, you got to win that game.
Yeah, 100%. You got to. The Northwestern game has to.
And all of a sudden, that Marquette game, you better win too, because Marquette struggled so far this year.
Struggled mightily. So, yes.
But Marquette better win that game if they have any. I mean, they're killing their NCAA real fast. They're killing their NCAA hopes before we get to December.
Because their conference is not as strong as the Big Ten.
There was I saw one of the Marquette blogs was talking about before they lost to Dayton that they were down to a 12% chance because of what you just said.
And Wisconsin at least has a couple because they got, I think, Villanova, the top team in the Big East, one of them.
Yeah.
So. But the thing is, they're only going to get so many opportunities to add to those where Wisconsin is going to be able to add almost every game.
Yep.
Because that Nebraska game at Nebraska, at the beginning of the year, you would have thought that's got to be a game they got to go get on the road. But they're 7-0.
We'll see where they are in a month.
I mean, but they beat Kansas State.
I know. But Nebraska's had these kind of starts. They've again, I guess I'm one of those, hey, show it to me that you're for real. Because sometimes the non-conference can skew a little bit. For whatever reason, even when you play a good non-conference team, it's just different.
Yep. The key thing for Wisconsin, you brought up the points thing, because I was a little shocked. It was odd watching them, because yeah. they would go up and they'd do one pass or two down. Or two sometimes, and that's just not what we're accustomed to seeing.
Was Guard on the bench, or was he off getting a drink or something?
Well, what shows is that he changed with the times,
yeah.
and he changed with how he had to do it. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Boyd, I mean, that guy is quick. I mean, he could take it to the hole. He can shoot, and they got the shooters on the outside. I think they were like 2 for 13 at one time, and then they hit their last three.
And real fast, I got to give you credit. You called it last week. You said that Bielema would go down against Wisconsin, and Bielema went down, and he went down hard against Wisconsin. And now they play the Gophers to wrap it up. And as you said last week as well, I think it was off air, but that if they beat Minnesota, 5-7 is pretty much what we expected this year.
That's what we talked about at the beginning of the year, exactly. as 5-7, and you know, hopefully maybe 6-6 if things worked out right. If they would have beat Maryland,
I was overly optimistic. I remember I said 7-5, so I will admit that I was wrong.
Well, I don't know where you were getting that 7th.
I
one.
Was just
where
was,
were you getting that 7th
I was
one?
I was wearing the cardinal and white glasses.
Well, I want to know where were you getting that 7th one, because Maryland would have been 6. So I understand that. Were you thinking Iowa at home?
I was thinking more Washington, to be honest. I just haven't been sold on Washington at all.
They did get that win, though.
I know. So they, I don't know. Let's talk about the game here. We're running out of time. Gophers and Wisconsin. Gophers have been up and down.
they had an easier schedule.
Yes, they have. So, I mean,
Doesn't mean that they're not better than Wisconsin.
Do you think the Badgers find a way?
I think if they win, then it will ease a lot of people into the new year and getting them to ready to go for
next
year.
You're willing to reset, I think. You're willing to kind of let this go back in the rearview mirror and look ahead. I think some of the stink stays into spring and into sort of next year if you're coming off 4-8.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I don't think they do it. Actually, I'm going to say out here, I don't think they're going to. I think they're going to find a way to lose, unfortunately, against Minnesota because this is Minnesota's Super Bowl.
For some reason, the Badgers have done pretty well in Minnesota in recent years.
What do you say then? Come on, last week I called it, and then in this week I'm saying they're not going to.
Badgers win.
All right, see?
Take that, Joe Ackerman. Enjoy the weekend.
You guys have a great weekend.
Stay out of the snow.
Stay out of the snow.
We'll be back at 8:22. Have our number of the day quiz. See if Ian can make it 4 of 4 this week. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is snowing. The snow is coming down lightly. Flurries are just floating outside the window here at our downtown studios. Yep, we are live here from downtown Wausau, the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Chad Holmes and Ian Welsh, WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO.
That's right.
There is tomorrow, again, chance of flurries today, nothing significant, high near 25, mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of some snow after 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, and then the snow comes in. Mm-hmm. Snow mainly after 11 a.m. tomorrow, so the good news is snow mainly after you're done with Sully's college football page tomorrow. But high near 25 during the daytime hours. Expect 1 to 3 inches of accumulation. And then tomorrow night, snow, another 2 to 4 inches possible in a low of 19. Then partly sunny and 25 on Sunday. But then for the first time here in this part of the year, we may be below zero on Sunday night into a Monday morning. Because Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 1 below 0. I don't think we've been below zero during the fall and early winter time here. It's not been that cold yet.
I don't think so.
So I think this will be the first time during our fall year here. We're still in fall, still in autumn. We be under zero on Sunday night into Monday. And then only 17 on Monday, sunny skies. Tuesday 21, Wednesday 25. So it looks like we are in for a heavy dose of some winter-like weather and temperatures, snow and cold weather over the next handful of days.
Absolutely. Make sure you bundle up. Then it's going to be a chilly at nighttime.
Have you been driving safely, though? Honest here. You haven't been lead-foot Ian like you were last year.
Well, the last couple of days, I've been, especially when the first that snow and the wind hit, I was making sure I practiced as my winter driving. I've been testing my brakes, making sure that, you know, I'm not going a lead foot on the gas. That's never a good idea in any kind of weather. But, you know, making sure I allow for extra time and make sure I, you know, give the appropriate amount of space in between the cars, no tailgating anyone. So far I'm off to a good start, and I hope to keep it going. Absolutely.
That's what we want to hear. Well, at least now with this road in front of our station being two-way, you can't be going the wrong way.
Well, still, you
I still remember the day I saw you going the wrong way down the one way. I thought, holy cow. I'm never going to let you forget that one.
Don't do it again.
Always going to make sure I remind you of that. But again,
I appreciate you reminding me, though.
Again, just want to remind folks that there is a winter storm watch in effect from Saturday morning until late Saturday night. So again, that is starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Winter storm watch tomorrow with heavy snow possible. And in fact, as you go further south, it could be even worse. So again, if you have travel plans, returning to your home base after some Thanksgiving holiday fun with the family, make sure that maybe you try to avoid doing much of your traveling tomorrow afternoon, because tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night could be a little bit hairy throughout the state of Wisconsin. Also want to let people know that tonight we have high school basketball, our first boys basketball broadcast, and not just one, but two from the Wausau West Turkey Shoot. The Newman Catholic Cardinals will take on the Merrill Blue Jays in the first game, 4:35 airtime, 5 o'clock tip-off, and that will be followed by Wausau West against Northern Pines. So again, high school boys basketball twin bill starting at 4:35 today. Newman Catholic and Merrill, Wausau West and Northern Pines, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, tomorrow, starting at 12:35 for the pregame, it will be Newman Catholic against Northern Pines, followed by Wausau West against Merrill. So doubleheader basketball both today and tomorrow, because we are Wausau's only radio station that provides play-by-play. And I mean, why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Darn right. We're also very proud of Ian this week because he's perfect so far. He is 3 out of 3 on the number of the day quiz.
Yes,
and yes, it's a short week, but still a chance for a rare perfect week. And whether it's 4 for 4 or 5 for 5, a perfect week is very, very difficult. So, you know, we know he already has an A grade for the week.
Yes.
He's already got a passing grade. He's already got a winning week. But can he get a perfect week? All right.
There
your number of the day is the percentage of Americans that believe that Bigfoot definitely or probably exists.
Percentage of people who I do believe that Bigfoot exists.
Yep. All right.
Okay. Focus.
Your choices are 8%.
Okay.
18%, 28%.
Okay.
So the survey found that what percentage of Americans believe that Bigfoot definitely or probably exists?
8%, 18%, or 28%?
Yep.
People who believe that Bigfoot exists.
For a perfect week.
Okay.
4 for 4.
Final answer.
None wrong.
I'm going to say, final answer. I'm going to say 18%. Final answer, I'm going with 18.
The percentage of Americans that believe that Bigfoot definitely or probably exists is 28%.
Oh, the biggest number.
I thought you were going to get though. There. I really thought you were going to say 28.
So close.
Well, have a good weekend.
You too, Chad. Have a great weekend, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.